makes a statement. Kinyan bifnei shnayim. Kinyan chalitin should be done in the presence of two witnesses. Ve'en tzarach lai maksevu. Once you make a kinyan, let's say by the chasen's tish. So we make a kinyan with the chasen that he obligates himself to give the kala in the event that he divorces her or he dies before her, she becomes an amana or gusha, obligates himself to give her tosefes ksuva, as out of the goodness of his heart. The takanas chachamim is only on ksuva, but he obligates himself, so he obligates her chayiv. The din is that the kinyan chalipin, usually there's a machloikis in Perek HaZohar above Metziah. Kinyan chalipin is bekelev shel kohen and bekelev shel matna. Who gives a handkerchief to whom? So we pass him bekelev, and there's one pshat and Rashi there. Tosafot quotes a Rashi that we don't have. Tosafot quotes a Rashi. Either bekelev shel kohen or bekelev shel matna. Very strange opinion. Which is it? So very strange. So we pass him a kelev shel kohen. So Tosafos and Kedusha raise the question, the kala's not there, the kala's in the other room. So the kala should give her handkerchief to the chasen, the kelev shel kohen. She's the one who stands to gain in the event that he dies before her, or he divorces her, he's going to not only give her the takanas chachamim or the ksuba, that you don't have to have a kinyan for that. That is mochid mitam takanas chachamim, that's a tanai bezin. He pledges to give her Tosefes Ksuba, which is way more than the whole value of the whole Ksuba. Tosefes Ksuba is well worth more than the whole Ksuba. That's a chiddush the Mishnah has in Perek Aleph Pi. Tosefes Ksuba, Tosefes is more than the Iker. The Iker is peanuts. Tosefes is thousands and thousands of dollars. And Mishnah says, still, that's a din of Tosefes Ksuba. So Tosefes asked Akasha in Kiddushin, how come the Rabbanim make the kinyan or the Eidim make the kinyan? Masad Kedusha usually gives a handkerchief to the chosen. The Kala has to give. So Tosis explains that it's legitimate. That we say Zochen Li'adam Shaloi Befono, so the girl stands to gain by this kinyan. But it's the wrong Maisa kinyan. You have to have Kelev Shalkoina. It's not Kelev Shalkoina. So Tosis said that's good Midin Abeknaini. The Mishnah in Kiddushin talks about how do you free an Avaknani. So we paskin, there are two ways to free an Avaknani, either Ade Kesef or Ade Shtar. Ade Shtar, the Yodin gives a Shtar Shichra to the Avaknani. How can it be Ade Kesef? How does the Avaknani have money? Mashikon Avakon or Abbasid doesn't have any money. So the Gemara has different suggestions. So one suggestion is somebody gave money to the Eved, Amanashe and the Rabba Rishusbay. So maybe the din of Mashikon Avikon Rabba doesn't set in. Or we paskin that it still sets in. So the Gemara says someone gave money to the Eved, not only a Menashe and a Rabba Shuzba, it only belongs to the Eved with respect to having the right to use that money to go to Cheres. So Mashikon Avikon Rabba means whatever the Eved acquires ownership of goes to the Yodin. But if the Eved only has ownership with respect to using the money to go free, what do you mean it's going to go to the Yodin? The Yodin, that's not the purpose. The Eved doesn't even own it with respect to other things. Only with respect to going free. It can't say it goes over to the Yodin. That goes to the Eved and it can't switch over to the Yodin. So that's one way you can have Shichur Abeknaini, Ayide Kesef. If someone gave the money to the Abeknaini, Amarashe and the Rabbi Rishuspo only belongs to the Eved with respect to using it. Amarashe Tesebo Lechere, so you can't say it goes over to the Yodin. Then Igmar has another Tana says no. Not that they gave money to the Eved. A good Samaritan, a different person, will give money to the Odon to be Meshachar the Eved. But how is that good? Let's say I want to buy you a farm. I want to buy Karka. So you have to have the money has to be paid by the Lokeach. Here the good Samaritan is giving the money. So fine, you don't need the Das of the Eved to go free. We say, we paskin, it's a schus for the Eved to go lecheres. So the Yodin can give the shtar to someone else on behalf of the Eved, and someone else can make the Kinyan Shichra on behalf of the Eved, it's a Toiva. But it's the wrong, the money has to belong to the Eved. Here it doesn't belong to the Eved. Moshe said, that's the Chiddush of Abeknaini. Abeknaini is the Chiddush. If anybody else gives the money to the Yodin to be Meshach the Eved goes free. So the same over here, Tosin says, every kinya chalipin is like, usually kinya chalipin, we always write in a shtar, whenever there's a legal agreement, So you always write the kaninamine. We, the undersigned, made a kinyan with the person on this issue. Why did we, the kanina, why did we, the undersigned, why did we make the kinyan? Why Masada Kedusha? How's he making the kinyan? The kaina should make the kinyan. So that's what Taisa says, just like the what we call kinyan abeknaini works to be Meshachar and Evid, and it works to buy karka, so it works by kinyan chalipin also. Even though you really need b'kelev shel kaina, someone else can give the handkerchief on behalf of the Isha, and that's called b'kelev shel kaina. Medin abeknaini is called b'kelev shel kaina. So that's what the Gemara says, kinyan b'fnei shnayim, the kinyan chalipin should be done in the presence of two witnesses, ben tzorach lo'im ha'ksoivu. The Edim have the right to. There's a din mit piyam alavim piksov, a pasuk and gittin dafayim mit piyam alavim piksov. So all the rishonim ask a question, but there's an institution of shtar. How can they say there's a din mit piyam alavim piksov? So all the rishonim give the same answer that whenever you have das hamischayev, then it's a din of shtar. If the Edim are going to write on their own without das hamischayev, then it's no good. Then it's mit piyam alavim piksov. So here the Gemara says you don't need das hamischayev. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim, if they made you kinyan chalipin in the presence of two witnesses on the Tosefes Ksubim, on whatever business deal they made, there's no need to authorize the Edim to write the shtar. Ein tzorach lo'im ha'ksoivim. How come? Because tam kinyan ha'ksoivim, it's self-understood. If they made a kinyan chalipin, it's self-understood, as if it's implicit that you authorize the Edim to write the shtar. So not Gemara, there's a big machloikes harishonim. What does it mean, kinyan b'fnei shnayim? Kinyan chalipin deeds edus l'kiyum hadavar. That's what it means. So that's how the Ravid learns. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Ravid. And we have the Ravid on the side of the Rambam, the same Ravid. The Ravid says that chalipin, there are two kinds of chalipin. As Tosis points out, the chalipin shava b'shava. Let's say, machlif para b'chamor. You have a chamor and I have a para. And I give you the para and the melam kaina the chamor b'chalipin without making a meshicha hagbah. I did kinyan chalipin. So that's chalipin shava b'shava. Bought it. Then there's other chalipin of kinyan suda. I give you a handkerchief and I'm kaina karka or metaltalim. So that's interesting. Chalipin is the only kinyan that works both on karka or on metaltalim. The Pnei Yeshua has a comment on the Gemara in Gittin. That kinyan and karka don't work on metaltam, kinyan and metaltam don't work on karka. There's a gemara there. If you have an otzitz, you have a flower pot with something growing. So if you have an otzitz, nokava has a nekav on the bottom, then it's tainik from the karka below. And then it's dinik karka. So then you can be koina, if I want to sell the otzitz nokav to someone else with what's growing in it, so it's dinik karka, it can be koina b'chazoka. If he digs, the rafak baput, if he digs a little bit in the little flower pot, then it'll be koine l'chazok. If it's an otzer shein anokuv, then it's dinik in metaltan, then you koine b'hagbo or b'meshicha. And if it's nokuv, it's dinik in karka, meshicha and hagbo doesn't work. And if it's shein anokuv, it's dinik in metaltalim, then chazoka doesn't work. So the Pnei Yeshua has different suggestions there, what's going on. So the Nesivis quotes that one suggestion, that Gemara tells you, so kinyani karka don't work on metaltalim, Kinyan b'taltan don't work on karka. Not because I can't be koina a house b'hagbo, how can I pick up a house? Even if you would be able to pick up a house, you can't be koina hagbo m'shicha, kinyan b'taltan doesn't work on karka. And chazok hazikinyan karka doesn't work on b'taltan. So chalipin is the only kinyan, l'chayre. It says l'kayem koldover. It says in the pasuk in Megillah Esra, l'kayem koldover, anything and everything. Chalipin works on anything and everything. Both are karka and metaltalim. So that's what the Rambam quotes the Gemara, that you only need Eidus L'Kiyam Adover by Gitt Mekidushin, by Kinyon Imamen, you don't need Eidus L'Kiyam Adover. The Gemara says, Libri Sahadi Allah the Shakri, you only need Eidim if someone's going to deny the facts. But if everybody agrees to what it is, there's no hakhosh between the Baladinim, then you don't need Eidus L'Kiyam Adover. So the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Mechira. He says, not everybody agrees by chalipin. Some Rishonim, some hold that you need. He holds like that. He doesn't say, I disagree. He says, not all agree by chalipin. Because the Pasuk says in Megillah Esra, V'zos ha-tu'uda b'Yisrael. So the Ibn Ezra says in that Pasuk, what does the word tu'uda mean? So the Ibn Ezra says, the word tu'uda comes from the word aid. Al-zeh mi'idim ha'idim. So the mashmos perhaps is that you need aidus l'kim adava by chalipin of suda. You don't need Edom. That's a normal kinyan. But chalipan of suder, for that you need Edom. And the Rambam holds that you don't need Edom. What kind of a din is that? We usually assume that you only need Edom to become adav by adav shaviyavu. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, b'shem Rav Chaim, Rav Baruch Be has this in the Sefer HaKiddushin, but it's so poorly written, you don't understand anything. I remember one Rosh Hashim from Tarvadas once told me over, it was Chinese, it didn't make any sense at all. Then I told him over what Rav Soloveitchik said, that's probably what Rav Baruch Be said, that Rav Baruch Be quotes Rav Chaim. So he said that Chalipan, according to the Rebbe, Chalipan is a different kind of a kinyan. It's just, there was one opinion that Ila Bekelev Shalkayin or El Bekelev Shalmachna. So that's a Pelah. Tesis quotes such a Rashi. We don't have it in Rashi. Tesis quotes such a Rashi. How can it be either Bekelev Shalkayin? What's the Tzuris Hakinya supposed to be? It reminds one of in Yiddish folklore, they tell the joke, they tell the story that the Chazan was singing Kabbalah Shabbos. On Lel Shabbos, are you singing David ben Yisha, Yisha ben David, David ben Yisha. Who is it? Is it David Yisha, Yisha ben David? Two different names. Kelush al Karno, Abi Kelush al Machna. Either way is good. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, B'shem Rav Chaim. The giving over of the handkerchief is just a similar David that there's a strong Gemirah Stas, and the Kenyan is accomplished through the Gemirah Stas alone. Chazanish has the volume on Choshem Ishpat. So before the whole Chazanish begins, he has two big pages. He quotes from his father, the very beginning of the Sefer, he quotes from his father that whatever you have, a strong Gemirah Das, there's no need for any Maisi Kinyan at all. It brings a lot of rias. One of the rias is from Pchoris, that there's a long Rashash there in Pchoris, who has some of the same rias. Moshe Feinstein also has such a tshuva. He doesn't quote the Chazanish, and he doesn't quote the Rashash. He writes on his own the same thing. Whenever there's a strong Gemirah Das, then there's no need for Maisi Kinyan at all. So that's what the Rav seems to hold, that the whole purpose of that, that's the Shada. What is Edus Lekimah? What is it all about? So the Mishlei Melech has a suffix whether Yibum needs Eidus Lekim Adov. Why should there be a suffix? Yibum is Kiddushin. The girl was, the husband died, so she's a Pnuya. And then the Yavim is Balel. So it's Kiddushin Bia. So why shouldn't you need Eidus Lekim Adov? So the Mishlei Melech says, because the Mishnah says, Habal Yavimte, Be Mishagig, Be Mimezit, Be Mionis, Be Mirotzen. He didn't even realize that this was the Yavama. He has to have kavanah l'shem diya. But if he has kavanah, let's say he by mistake, he thought it was his own wife, and then it turns out that it was the imam. So the Mishnah says, you kind of believe das. So Mishlei Melech says, maybe since you don't need das, maybe you don't need edus l'kim adov. What is the connection? So that's where Rav Chaim writes in his Sefer on Hilchas Chalitza. He says, the idea behind edus l'kim adov is that git mikidush needed a higher level of das. So you have to express the das in public. If you express it in the presence of two Edom, you can't deny it later on. When I was a student in the college, we had a dean at that time. So the dean always used to make deals with the students. And he always used to, he was a religious one. He said, Beneinu lebein atzmeinu, he'd make a deal. And later on, when it came to Maisa, he would back out, and then Beneinu lebein atzmeinu, there were no Edom. So you can always back out on all the deals that you make. So yeah, if you have Edom, l'kim adov, you can't deny it later on. It's like you're expressing your das on international TV. If you have two kosher Edom can testify later on that the guy expressed das. So that's to be mechazik the das. A git mekedushin, we spoke last week about different levels of das. The lowest level is das v'lo, by the dorim, mishvus, and the zeros, and then above that is lekech memkan, above that is kedushin. Higher than that is git. A get needs higher the level of das than kedushin even. So that's what the Ravid understood in the Gemara. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim, b'avei basa daf mem. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim. Chalipan must always be done in the presence of two Edom. Because the giving over the handkerchief, however you hold, whether kelu shal kana, kelu shal makna, or either way, whatever you hold, is just a way to indicate, that's not a maisi kinyan. It's just a way to indicate that there's a strong gemiras das, and that gemiras das accomplishes the kinyan without any need for any maisi kinyan. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Maybe that's the reason why we say l'kayim kol dover, anything and everything. Chalipin is the only kinyan that works both on karka and on metaltalim, because not really a maisi kinyan. The Pnei Yeshua's Yisoid is that kinyan and karka don't work on metaltalim, kinyan and metaltalim don't work on karka. But it's just an indication that there's a Gemira's Das, then it can work both on Karka and on Metaltlin. Tosfos has a whole proof. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Davov, and Aleph has proof after proof after proof that Chalipin does not need Eidus Lekim Adom. So the other Balei HaTosfos, the same Tosfos is in Kiddushin in one place. So the other Balei HaTosfos ask, why did the Rabbeinu Tam have to work so hard to prove that you do need Eidus Lekim Adom? Why should anybody in his right mind think that you do need Eidus Lekim Adom? The answer is because the Rishonim who said, the Raibit said, that's what it says in the Gemara. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim. All the Rav Rishonim learned that that's not what it means. Kinyan Suda must be done in the presence of two. Means if you made a Kinyan Suda in the presence of two, the two Eidim can write the Shtar Ein Sof Lamek Seivu. They don't need Das HaMeschayv expressed explicitly because it's implicit. If he agreed to make the Kinyan Chalipin, it's as if implicitly he's authorizing them that they have a right to write a Shtar. Rav Soloveitchik had a suggestion that maybe the Rishonim use a lashon that when is it mipi havelam piksavim is not good if they write on their own, but if they're authorized to write it midas hamischayev, the one against whom the shtar is going to testify, I'm admitting that I sold you the house. I authorized the edim to write the shtar. So when the shtar is written midas hamischayev, then it has a din of shtar. Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe Das HaMeschayev is not identical with Das Makne. Maybe Das HaMeschayev means a higher level of Das. So he thought that if you have Das Makne and you made a Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Chalipin is an indication that you have a strong Biras Das. So then they can, not that it's an umdir in the muchach, it's implicit, as if he told the Eidim, I authorize you, I give you permission to write a shtar. He thought maybe the pshat is, once you made a Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Chalipin needs a higher level of das. That's what the rabbi is saying. That's why you need Eidus Lekim Adov to make it into a higher level of das. So once there was a das hamischayv on this Kinyan, you don't need das hamischayv to write a shtar, as long as there was a das hamischayv on this Kinyan. Are there any other rayas to this? So he had a lot of rayas. The Gemara says there's a machlokes. In Baba Basra, whenever there's machlokes, Rabbi Yosef, we always pass them like Rabba, except for Soda Inyan Amachzah. There are three cases where we pass them like Rabbi Yosef. Tosfos has two opinions on that Gemara, whether it's only machlokes, Rabbi Yosef, only in Baba Basra, and other Mesichtas is not necessarily the halacha like Rabbi, it goes on all of Shas, the Shaila, but this is in Baba Basra. So one of the three dinim that we pass like Rabbi Yosef is that by a Kinyan Chalipin, you can back out not only, I give you a matona, then I back out, you back out, so the Kinyan is batel melutel. But a Kinyan Chalipin, not only can you back out Turka Deidiv, you can even back out Kozman Shasukum Osuinyam. They're still talking about it, Kozman Shasukum Osuinyam. So the Ruba of the Rishayim hold that that's only a din by Kinyan Chalipin and doesn't apply to any other Kinyan. When the Ramah quotes that in Chosha Mishpat, that you can only back out Hasukum Asunim by Chalipin, so they have a long parenthesis with all the Marmakomas, all the Rishayim. All those parentheses were not written by the Ramah. And all the Arbachel Keshulchan Aruch, whenever the Ramah has it, then he always starts in Ozarua, it's a Chuvah Zarajba, it's a Ritva, whatever. So those were written by someone later. It wasn't written by the Rama. But they have a long list of Marmakaimas of the Rishonim say, not all the Rishonim agreed to that. There is a Tosek Subas. The Tosek said, you can back out for other Kinyonim also, because Mancha Sukum Bozulim. But we don't hold like that. We hold this only a din by Chalipin. Why? Because by Chalipin, there is no Maisi Kinyon. They're giving over the handkerchief, however you hold, Kelvish Al-Kan, Kelvish Al-Makta. There's only a similar Dover that there's a higher level of Gemira's Das. And the Gemara Das alone makes the Kinyan. So the Rambam holds that you don't need Eidus Lekim Adov by Chalipin. And the Rabbin holds that you do. But the Rambam also holds like this, that Chalipin is just a higher level, a strong Gemara Das, and that's what accomplishes the Kinyan. Because the Rambam writes, I think in Perek Chof Tes in the Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam writes, there's a din midrabbanan. Let's say the father died, and he leaves a Yisayimim. Young Yisayimim before Bar Mitzvah. So the Bezin should appoint an apotropos to take care of all the monetary assets. What if the Bezin didn't have a chance to appoint an apotropos? and the kid is selling and buying, making business deals. So the Gemara says, let's say the kid is going to sell Kool-Aid. He's going to sell arabas to make a few dollars. He's going to sell arabas. So the Gemara says that they made a takana cotton shigir lo'inus haputas kebashis kebasheva, 6 years old, 7 years old. He understands what ownership means. Little children don't understand ownership. Everything is theirs. They grab everybody else's toys and they say, it's mine, everything is theirs. When a child gets a little older, 6 or 7, it has a little sechel. They understand this is my toy, that's your toy. They understand about ownership and they understand what it means, a kinyan, and when you make a kinyan, you acquire ownership. So they made a takana of the rabbanon. Aputos mikcha mekach memkera memka bim metaltalim shum kedechayov. If he doesn't have an apotropos, he has an apotropos, apotropos will take care of everything. Doesn't have an apotropos, they made a takon of the rabbon. So the Rambam writes a chiddush that this din pu'utos can make kinyonim doesn't apply to kinyach halipin. Why not? So he says, because if you make a kinyach halipin, tam kinyon leksiva oimeh, then you can write a shtar. If they aim eden and you can, a cotton can't authorize Adam to write a shtar. Why can't a cotton authorize Adam to write a shtar? And that didn't. Stam kinyan leksiva oimeh. Let's say you made a kinyan chalipin, and I say, and I don't author, I don't give you permission to write a shtar. So it says in Chosh Mishpat, if you don't give permission, nish dis nish, you can't write a shtar. So what does the Rambam say? That you can't have kinyan chalipin. A cotton shikir loinus haputis can't have a kinyan chalipin because stam kinyan leksiva oimeh. So it won't be leksiva. It's not a stam kinyan. He made a kinyan chalipin, and he said, don't write a shtar. So why did the Rambam say that the cotton shigilonis aput? The Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. The Rabbi says just like the putas can make other kinyan, make a kinyan chalipin also. So they thought that that's what the Rabbi is talking about. So he said aloshin. The chachamim. This is a misnagdish aloshin. Says chachamim can make takonis, but they're not chesidish rebbes. They can't make mopsim. So the cotton's a lot better. Labadas, labadas. So you can't have das. So in Pu'utas, they said the kinyan is valid even though there's no das. What are they going to say? Chalipin, the kinyan of the kid is valid even though there's no das. The kinyan only consists of das. That's the whole kinyan consists of das. A chum can't create das if there is no das. So he said that's the pshat in the Rama. The Rama also holds like that. If the Rama holds like that, that's what we said pshat in the Ravid was. And the Rabbit required because of that Edis L'Kim Adav Bechalim. So how come the Rambam doesn't require? Oh, no, the Rambam holds that Edis L'Kim Adav is only needed by Gittin Kiddushin. By Dini Mamas, you don't need it, even though you need a higher level of Das. There's a Gemara in the end of Baba Kama.
Didn't the Rambam give a reason, though? Outside of the reason of being La Bar Das, didn't he say that that's Aleksiva made?
Yeah.
So that...
Like so Rav Soloveitchik thought that what that means is that shtar is also the same. How does a kinyan shtar work? There is a gemara. Let's say I'm mekadesh an isha, and I say I'm mekadesh an lachalam yom, so she'll be mekadesh an lachalam yom. I give a get to my wife, and I say I'm mekadesh an lachalam yom. Let's say I sell you a behemoth and you make a mashicha or a hagbah. So I want you to become a lachalam yom. Lachalam yom, it's no longer in your rishus. I gave it to you now, you should become a lachalam yom, but the first 30 days it still belongs to me. So I took back the behemoth. When it comes yom lamed, you're supposed to be kind. It's not in your rishus, it's in my rishus. Gemara said that's called sekinyon, so the mashicha is no good. So the many Rishonim hold Kol Sekinyon is a universal din by all Kinyonim. By all Kinyonim, there's an issue of Kol Sekinyonim. So the Gemara has the Moshel Shtar. I give get to my wife, I give Shtar Kiddushin to my wife, and I say the Shtar should be Kainish, the Kiddushin and the get should be Chal in the 30 days. Because before it comes 30 days, the Shtar is lost, or the Shtar is burnt up. It doesn't exist anymore. So Gemara says it's no good. Or you made a Mashicha Hagboah, and then I take it back for the first 30 days. And you don't have it now, Bishuscha, when it comes the 31st day. So that's called Sekinyon. It's no good. I think Gemara says, if I'm Bekadosh and Isha, Bishav the Kesef, Shav the Kesef, Kesef, I'm Bekadosh and Isha, Lachalam and Yom. And she ate up all, I gave her a wedding cake. She ate it, the whole cake, before the Yom Lamed Aleph. It's all gone. So the Gemara says, Mikudeshes, even though Aval Bishan Nesach Lamas. Why is that good? So most of the Rishonim say, like the Rani Kiddushin, Rabbi Shmuel say, Aval Bishan Nesach Lamas, the Kiddushin is good. So they say, the Kesu Kiddushin is if it's still around. Because whenever the Kiddushin is going to fall through, then the Kal is Mukhif to give back all the money to the Chosin. Even though she ate up the cake, he gave her a lollipop, that's a Shabbat Prut, and it's Ariyam Mikudeshesli. As of tomorrow, she ate it up. So it's Mikudeshes, it's considered as if it's not called Sakinyone. That's how the Ran said. That's how most of Rishonim assume. That's why there's a Ran in Anidorim. A Ran on Anidorim quotes the Rambam that there's such a thing as Chalipin Lachalamid Yom. You make a Kinyon Chalipin, you want the Kinyon to take it back, Lachalamid Yom. Lachalamid Yom, he already gave back the handkerchief to the Koine. Kelushal Koine, and the Machna gave it back to the Koine. When it comes to Yom Lamed, that the King Khalif is supposed to be Chal, doesn't have the handkerchief anymore. So the Ran is Masigan the Rambam. That's called Sikinyon. So there's a long Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam. And Uchas Mechira, he quotes the Ran's title against Rambam, it's called Sikinyon. So the Nesiva says the Rambam Shita is not like all the Rishonim. Rambam holds the two dinim. Hagboa Mishicha means Hachnosa Livishuscha. So if I give it to you, and then you made a Mashiach HaGbot to become a Lach Lamed Yom, then I take it back. Then Yom Lamed Aleph, it's no longer your Rishusa. There never was Achnosa Rishuscha. It doesn't belong to you now. It only belongs to you Lach Lamed Yom. So if you make a Mashiach HaGbot and it's sitting in your Rishus on Yom Lamed Aleph, then you did a Achnosa Rishuscha. It's still in your Rishus. But if on the Yom Lamed Aleph, it's not in your Rishus. And now it's also not in your Bishus, because it doesn't belong to you now. So it's not Bishuscha. So that's a local chisor. It's not a universal din. Kol sekinyon is a din by you. Din shav by all the kinyon. It's a chisor, b'hagbon meshiche, because by definition it's not called hachnosa l'vishuscha. And it's a chisor by shtar, because what's the whole kinyon shtar all about? So the Gemara seems to say in the first parak in Kiddushin, a kinyon shtar is also like Rab Chaim was saying here by Chalipin, the shtar just says on a piece of paper what he says about peh. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Mechira like this. The first parak Alav Alachal writes, Eid HaMekech Nikne B'dvarim. By making an oral declaration, I'm hereby giving you ownership of my automobile that doesn't accomplish anything. You need a Maisa Kinyan. Eid HaMekech Nikne B'dvarim. So why is it if I write it down on a piece of paper, hey, I give you ownership of my field, I give you the piece of paper, why is that good? So that's Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Eidich HaSimakars, the Eidim HaSimakars. So Rameh Shita, we don't pass like Rameh. Rameh Shita, Eidich HaSimakars. When I give you a Raya, I have to give you a Shtar. There are two kinds of Shtar, Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. Rameh Shita is only one kind of Shtar, Shtar Raya. If I give you a raya, you agree to marry me, a girl, you agree to marry me, and then I give the girl a shtar raya, that we are married, a shtar raya has to have eidich hasima. The whole machloikis, but the eidich hasima karas, eidim hasima karas, is only by shtari kinyan. A shtari raya, everybody agrees you have to have eidich hasima. If you don't have eidich hasima, it's not a shtar raya. Rav Soloveitchik said he was once explaining this to Rav Shimon Shkop. He said he had a hard time to convince him of such an elementary point. The Rishonim say the famous like that. That the whole machlokes hatanaim where eidich hasima karas eidim hasima karas is only by shtari kinyan, by shtari raya. Everybody agrees. There's no eidich hasima. There's no shtar raya. So Rav Meir's opinion is that a shtar kinyan works by virtue of the fact I gave the kal a raya that we are married. You need eidich hasima that causes us to become married. I give the lekeach a raya that the house belongs to him. That accomplishes that the house now belongs to him. Every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. I give you a raya that it belongs to you, that causes it to belong to you. So according to Rav Meir, we understand how shtar kinyan works. By giving you a raya that you are married, that causes us to become married. But the way we don't pass, we pass like Rav Loza, Eidim Misira Karsi. So the Rambam says, Eidim Misira Karsi, you don't need Eidich HaSima, and you don't need Eidim Misira either. You only need Eidim Misira by Gittin Kiddushin, by Doshtari Mammon. The Rambam is beferish, and the Mechaber Paskin is like that. I write down on a piece, but if I would have said it Baal Peh, the building, that building belongs to me, and I say Baal Peh, the building now belongs to you. So the Rambam says, Eira Mekech Nikta Midvarm. If I write it down on a piece of paper, give you the piece of paper, all of a sudden now that building belongs to you. Why? the no Adam watching, no Adam signed. Why does that work? So he said, that's also, if you write it down on a piece of paper, you give it to the other person, that's a higher level of das. It makes the das stronger. That's why I say the Gemara in the first Perek in Kedushin seems to say like that. The Gemara asks, how come when you give up ownership of karka, so who writes the shtar? The moicher, or the makna, the noisan hamatana writes the shtar. When you get married, so the girl is giving herself over to the husband, so to speak. So the girl should write the shtar kedushin. So the Gemara says, no. Hasa minyana dekava hacha minyana dekro. That by mekach, the das makna makes the kinyan, so therefore the makna is the one who writes the shtar and gives it to the other one. And by kedushin, the kala is passive. The chasen, the das of the chasen, makes the. One would have thought that a get should be the opposite from kedushin. One would have thought that by kedushin, the kala should write a shtar and she should give it over to the chasen, because she's giving herself over to the chasen. When he gets divorced, he should write the get. He should authorize the eidim to write the get, because he's giving away the wife that he had. He's giving away isha's kindness atzma, the get. So the Gemara says, no, the Pesukim say both. The Das HaChosen makes the Kedushin and Das HaBam makes the Get. Whoever's Das makes is the main Das that makes the Kinyan. He's the one who has to authorize the writing in the Shtar. Why? So that's what the Nesiva seems to say. There's a din of Kosi Kinyana by Hagmon Meshicha is one din, on by Hagmon Meshicha. There's a din of Kosi Kinyana by Shtar is a different din. Because the Rambam Paskins, you don't need Eidi Chasima, not like Rav Meir, you don't need Eidi Chasima, just need Eidi Mesira. So the Eidi Mesira needed to make it a higher level of Das. Just to use an expression, so he said, that's Das HaMizchayv. As opposed to the Das Makneh, that you need the Das to make the Kinyan valid, here the Das itself creates the Kinyan. So he thought that by Chalipin, you need... By Chalipin is the one and only Kenya that worked both on Karka and on Metaltalim, because it's not really a Maisa Kenya. It's a Gemira's Das, and a strong high level of Gemira's Das makes the Kenya. So he thought the same is by Shtar also. That's what the Nesivis points out. By Shtar also, it's a higher level of Das, and the Das creates the Kenya. So that's what the Rambam says. A cotton shike loinus have put this can't have Chalipin. Because Tam Kenyan Iksiva Aymed, normally, what does it mean? It's not that it's an umdana, it's implicit that the Makna who agreed to the Kenyan Chalipin is implicitly authorizing the Aden to sign, even if he didn't say. Whenever there was a Das HaMizchayv on this Kenyan, then you can write a Shtar. You don't need Das HaMizchayv on the Shtar. Rav Soloveitchik quoted the Gemara, there's a Machlekes in the Gemara where the Garmi, we assume Grama Garmi are two different things. Not all the Rishonim agree. Some Rishonim hold Grama Garmi the same thing. So we don't hold like that. We hold Grama Garmi not the same. So Grama Menazikin is part, and Garmi is Amachloikin Satanoim. So what's an example of Garmi? Asterev Shtachoyb Shel Chaveiroi. You have a Shtachoyb, and someone owes you $1,000. Then I burn the Shtachoyb, and the other guy is a liar. So he's going to say, if you don't have a shtar to prove that he borrowed money, he's going to lie, he's not going to give you the money. So that's garmi. I burnt your shtar chayv. If he would be honest, he would pay you the money. I didn't make a hefsid. I made indirectly a hefsid. You won't be able to prove that he owes you the money. And he's a liar. He's a cheat. So he's not going to want to pay you. So that's garmi. And we call that garmi. So the Gemara says, why is it chayv medina de garmi? So the Gemara says, if there are Edim who know what it said in the shtar, let them write another shtar. And if there are no Edim, so how do you take his word for it? Medina de Garmi, that the one who burnt the shtar, he said the shtar, I burnt your shtar, and now you can't collect $100,000. So I said, what do you mean? It wasn't $100,000. It says he owes you $5. How are you going to collect $100,000? If, so the Gemara says, Manavshach, the one at the end of Bava Kam, if there are Edim who know what it said in the shtar, now let him write another shtar so he won't lose a penny. The Edom can write another shtar. So Tosfos says, how can the Edom write a shtar? It's mipin v'lom pin ksavim. The guy who owes the money didn't authorize the Edom to write the shtar. So Tosfos says, since there was already Das HaMischayef to write the first star, you don't need another Das HaMischayef. So Rav Soloveitchik thought more than that, according to the Rambam. If there was Das HaMischayef because they made a Halipin, then not only if there was a Das HaMischayef to write a star, you don't need a Das HaMischayef on the second star. If there was a Das HaMischayef to make a Halipin, then you don't need a Das HaMischayef to authorize writing of the star. Then there's no din of BPM or don't pick some. Whenever there's a higher level of das, he can write the shtas. So he thought that's what the Rama meant to say. Kotn shigir loynes haputas can make kinyonim in the rabbanim in metaltalim mishum kadei chayov, but he's a lot by das. And they said the hagvod, the mishicha, whatever the kotn sells, the kinyon makes a chalois in the rabbanim, even though there's no das. But they can't say chalipin's going to work. Chalipin, there is no kinyon. All there is das. So they can't create das if there's that. They're not chassidish rebbes. They can't go a moipas. The cotton doesn't have das. So that's what the Rambam says. Just like the cotton is a lot by das, he can't authorize the writing of a shtar. Because to authorize writing of a shtar, you have to be a bar das. You can't say the shtar will be good without das. No, the whole kinyan of shtar consists of das. So the same thing as kinyan chalipin. So he thought that the Rambam and the Raiva, they both agree that chalipin is a different. Is a kinyan? There is no ma'aser kinyan. It's not zeh tachazeh. Chalipin shavat b'shav is zeh tachazeh. But chalipin of suda is not zeh tachazeh. He has to pay the meha mekach. It's just to be kinyan. How come it works? A higher level of das. It's a gemiras das. A stronger gemiras das. So we call it a das hamischayim. So that's why it's good. So you had all these differences. Chalipin you can back out kol zman shasukim b'oso inyan. And chalipin, according to some, you need edus l'kiyum adover, and the Rambam says a chalipin is no good by kotn shigir loynes haputa because it's only das. And then there's a gemara in Gittin. Gemara says that a person had an ebet kanaini, and then he was holding the odin was holding by dying. So the ebet kanaini comes to the odin and says, "I was a faithful servant of yours for so many years. Maybe do me a favor and let me go free. You're going to die soon. I'm going to have to be an Eved Kenani to your children." So the Adon said, "I agree." He took off his hat and he gave it to the Eved. And he says, "Be kind of the hat and be kind of your freedom." So the Gemara says it's no good because we paskin Mekelev Shalkaina. If the din would have been Mekelev Shalmakna, it would have been good. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. So the Rambam says not so. The Rambam said you cannot be Meshachar and Eved Kenani, even if the din would have been the Kalev Shalmakna, you can't be Meshachar and Eved Kenani with Chalitin. That's what the Rambam writes. Why not? If you can be Meshachar and Eved Kenani, Ayidei Kesef, and Chalitin is also something similar to Kesef. So he said, no, Chalitin, the Rambam Chalitin is not the same as Kesef. Kesef, there's a Kenyan, you're paying for the thing. Here, there's no Kenyan. Chalipin is just a strong gemiras das, and whenever there's strong gemiras das, then there's no need for a ma'aser kinyan. But to be meshachar eved kenani, you need a kinyan. You need some kinyan. Can't just say there's a strong gemiras das. Yeah, that was a big shir. Rav Soloveitchik would say this shir about the chalipin. He would whatever mesichta he would be learning, he would somehow smuggle in this long shir once every year and a half or so, every 2.5 years he would smuggle in. Also, his shir on Eidich Simakarsi versus Eidim Simakarsi, a whole hekif. I said it bekitza. The whole machlag is only by Shtari Kinyan, Shtari Rai. They all agree you have to have Eidich Hasima, otherwise, no Shtari Rai. And all the Nachkemid is what part of the Shtar needs Lishma. If you hold like Rav Meir, that Eidich Simakarsi means that every Shtar is a Shtari Rai. It makes a Kinyan by virtue of the fact that I gave the Kala Rai that we are married. It makes a Kinyan because I gave you a Shtari Rai that the house belongs to you. So that's what makes the Kenyan. So the Kenyan, it's really Eidus Biksav. So the thing that needs Lishma is the Chasima. Whatever is written on top is just the Chetimtze to know what the Eidim are testifying about. So according to Rabbeinu, the only thing that needs Lishma are the signatures, because that is the Shtar. But according to Rabbi Lazar, you don't need Eidus Chasima at all in the Shtar Kenyan. So a get would need Eidus Chasima. So the part that needs Ksiva Lishma is the top part. Not the Eidim. He would smuggle in that shir also with all the rayas, the long, long riff and a long balamah and daf peivav and gittin. So every 2.5 years he would always see to it, whatever mesirta he was learning, he would say over that shir, but eri chsima karsi, eri mesira karsi. Yeah. Eidus l'kiyam adava by Chalipin, yeah. Chalipin, everything is different. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.
Safe trip, Rabbi.
Amen, thank you.